Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. It's summertime, and it's my favorite time of the year. I love this. Every season is my favorite time of the year, Mallory. You noticed that?
I've noticed that. Every season you say this is my favorite, but you know what? That's all right. That just means that you're never really unsatisfied with the weather, right?
I like the change of season, but with the change of season comes a challenge.
Right. And, you know, that means a lot of things that we do differently day to day. And when it comes to the heat this time of year, it can definitely put some added stress to not only ourselves, but our four-legged furry friends as well.
Our four-legged furry friends. You know, I have older dogs, and they have special care. And all pets need to be taken care of in the summertime. Need to make sure they have the shade that's adequate for them throughout the day. You know, as the position of the sun changes, the shade changes as well. So if you have them in a kennel or somewhere, make sure that they have shade all day long, and especially in the afternoon. That seems to be the hottest part of the day. But plenty of water, more water than you think they're going to need. Make sure they have lots of water. They just require a lot of water. And dogs can sunburn. So if you have dogs that need to have their haircut for whatever, you know, reason, like I have a labradoodle, that poor thing has to have its hair cut. When we shave it, we have to put sunscreen on her in the daytime until her hair grows out a little bit or she'll sunburn.
Right.
So just things to think about. I'm even a little more careful where I walk my dog in the afternoons. I try to find a place where it's a little more shady and take water with me when I walk my dog as well. Because they'll dehydrate very fast.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I find that even my dogs that are in the house all day throughout the day, even though they're in the house, they're in the AC, they are still drinking so much more water than they did a month ago. So, I mean, even if they don't stay outside all day long, you've still got to give them a little extra attention this time of year than you normally would.
And, you know, you'll be tempted to load your dogs up in your vehicle and take them with you to places, and that's okay. But if you're going to be going into stores or going in places, please don't leave your dog unattended in your vehicle. Definitely not in the cab of the vehicle. It'll heat up very fast in there. But even in the back of your truck, your dog is still exposed to the blistering heat out there. And just consider that. When you're taking your furry friend with you places that, you know, maybe sometimes they can't go if they're going to be long periods outside in the direct sunshine.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sheriff, another thing to think about, and it just kind of falls in line with how warm it is, and we're not even close to topping out on temperature so far this year. It's definitely going to get warmer. And, you know, we just wrapped up 4th of July weekend, but that's not the only firework holiday that we've got this month. We've got another one coming up. And I don't know about you, Sheriff, but my lawn is a little crispy. It's dry out there because it did get so hot so fast.
Yeah, and you know, that's something to consider as well. I seen an article in the news that Iron County set a new record for fires that were firework-related this year for the 4th of July in their area. They set a record and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent to fight those fires. So be very, very cautious. We had a few over the 4th of July. We had a few fires. They were contained pretty quickly, and they were just poor decisions or just sometimes accidents happen and, you know, fireworks get away. So that's something to consider. And I don't know how things will look when the 24th comes around, but there may be restrictions, there may not. We just have to use good judgment.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if it was because there were so many people doing fireworks at home, just because there were events that were canceled. So I did see way more fireworks at people's homes this year than I ever have in the past. So it's definitely something that you need to be mindful of, because like you said, things can get out of hand very, very quickly. And I mean, all it takes is one firework to not be, you know, on a level surface and it tips over, and that right there can cause a lot of problems. So we've just got to be careful.
Yeah, and you just don't realize how fast and how dry things get. Last summer, I was mowing a ditch bank along my farm, and just the blade struck a rock, made some sparks, and literally started a fire that I thought was going to get out of control. It was all I could do to get it out. It spread very quickly, and I was able to contain it, but I was very surprised at how fast that happened.
Right, and it does. It happens extremely quick, and unfortunately, even in a small community like ours, in the time it takes the fire department to get to your location, things can get out of control quick. So you just take precautions and try to stay on top of that and make sure accidents don't happen.
You know, and for ourselves, for our own health, make sure we're consuming plenty of water, at least 80 ounces a day. And that's really if you're not working outside all day. If you're working outside all day, I would keep a steady flow of hydration going. You just dry out so fast in this climate and this heat.
Right. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and give us the update. It's really beneficial to kind of get these reminders.
I appreciate you guys lots. Hope everyone has a great week.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And, you know, it's going to get really warm this weekend, so take some of these tips into consideration. Make sure that yourself and your animals have got plenty of water and shade. Stay hydrated and try to stay out of the heat, just because it is going to get really hot this weekend.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate your time. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. To hear this interview in its entirety, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.